The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Local authorities are continuing to pause the tenant in situ scheme. This scheme allows councils to buy a property from landlords when a tenant is at risk of homelessness. However, because of a lack of funding, councils are saying they're forced to pause the scheme. So what will that mean for both landlord and tenant? Joining me now is Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association and owner of Janus Estates. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this idea, it's a very straightforward one. A landlord wants to sell the property, they want to get out of the market for whatever reason. They've got a tenant in situ. Rather than throw the tenant out and go to the market, sell the property, they approach the council and say, listen, we have a very good tenant here. They're paying us with HAP help, etc., etc. Do you want to buy the property? How many councils have embraced that scheme?
I'm not sure how many councils have embraced it, but I know it was introduced in March 2023 and about 2,500 houses have been purchased in that time, or properties. I'm not sure whether they're houses or apartments. But what has happened is it was put on hold. My understanding is from early this year, from approximately March, and the local authorities have said basically they have run out of money, that 30% of their funding for 2025 is being put forward to 2026. Now, on paper, it's a fantastic scheme. It's a win-win for everybody. The landlord gets to sell their property. The tenant gets to stay in their home. The council manages their HAP payments are continued. But in reality, what's happening is that it's a very slow process. A landlord may have issued a termination notice, has contacted the council to see will they buy the property, and in fact the notice period is gone before they've even got a response from the council. Or if the council do decide to buy the property, it's delayed with surveys, inspections, all kinds of things, and the landlord gives up because really you can't wait 9 to 12, in some cases 24 months for the sale to be completed.
Now, the clock is ticking in terms of landlords wanting to get out of the market, because landlords are a bit scared of what will happen in March of next year.
Yeah, there's so much confusion at the moment. A lot of landlords are panicking and leaving the market. Only time will tell whether they're right or not, but there is a lot of fear around what happens next. Now, the other thing is that people don't seem to understand that whatever tenants are there at this point and they stay on past March 2026, they have the same rights as they've always had. It's just things change in March 2026, and we're not really sure how that's going to work out yet. But we do know that landlords are leaving the market. We feel that a lot of it is, you know, tenants in situ, that's one area the landlord can't sell. He has a really good tenant. He wants them to stay in their home, but he can no longer afford to maintain the property because interest rates went up, they came down, there was inflation. And in a lot of cases, these are legacy, very low rents that the landlord may have been stuck with since 2015 when things changed.
Now, there has been a change in the sense that when a tenant leaves and the property becomes vacant from March of next year, the landlord can reset, if you like, to market rates.
Yes, he can. But the thing about it is, who's going to move at this point? There's nowhere to move to unless you get a social house, and then that gives the landlord an opportunity to find a new tenant. But if you're on a legacy low rent, you're not going to move to something and pay a higher rent. So the market is completely stuck. It's completely stagnant.
So for a landlord who decides, I'm not getting enough money in either from a private tenant, total private tenant, or from a HAP supported tenant, so they want to get out. At the moment, they can decide to sell the house or do a major refurbishment, and this will give them grounds for issuing an eviction notice. What will change after March of next year?
So what will change after March next year is every tenant who goes in gets a six-year tenancy. You could say that's the same as what has happened in previous years, but the difficulty is if the landlord goes to sell after March next year, he has to sell to another landlord. And we're not sure how that's going to work. If there's going to be investors in the market that will buy the property, somebody can move in, and an immediate family member like a spouse, a parent or a child, there was a bit more flexibility up to this, or if a landlord is in financial hardship. You know, if they're in trouble with the bank or they're going through a divorce or something. So there's just so much confusion around everything at the moment. Nothing has been passed in legislation. So it'll be interesting to see how it all works out.
I mean, I've heard on other programmes where landlords are giving out and saying they will effectively lose control of their own properties. Is that your view?
It is, for the most part. Like, you know, things can happen, circumstances can happen in 6 years that you need to sell the property. And if you're a landlord with four or more properties, you're now considered a large landlord. So the difficulties are there.
What's the difference for large landlords versus small landlords?
They can only sell to another investor.
The large landlord?
Yes.
And the small landlord?
Well, the small landlord can sell under hardship cases.
Okay. So the evidence, again, it's conflicting. You hear about the flight of landlords from the market and a shortage thereby occurring. But then on the other hand, you'll get stats saying, no, there are people still becoming investors in the property market. What is your information on this?
It's very hard to know because we're getting conflicting figures from the RTB and from the CSO and from the SRI. We just know from agents working on the ground and from listening to our members that landlords are getting out. But, you know, the landlords that are gone, they're gone. But what we need to focus on is getting new landlords into the market, because we will always need a private rental system. You know, whether it's people coming in from short-term contracts from abroad, whether it's students. But there's no incentive at the moment for any landlord to come in. Yes, we know there are some landlords coming in through pension trusts and things like that. But, you know, what we would consider the mom and pop landlord, that is maybe a tradesman that doesn't have a pension. He's got some money together. He buys a second property that's going to be his pension in the future. We're not seeing very many of them coming into the market at the moment.
On balance, then, for the tenant in situ, I mean, there are people who are terrified that they will face eviction before March of next year. What would you say to those people who feel that pressure?
Well, I think the council need to look at everything again. And, you know, it is cheaper possibly to buy a house and keep a family in it than start a new build and start all over again. I mean, there's just so many crazy things going on. I issued a termination notice there a couple of weeks ago. The tenant is a HAP tenant. She found something very quickly, but she was told she can't take the property. The council wouldn't pass her HAP payment. She'd have to forfeit it because she can only apply for new property within 90 days of her termination date. I mean, you know, again, this is crazy stuff. We have a landlord who wants to take a wonderful tenant on HAP payments, but because of a rule in the council, she can't move. Now, what happens in March when her tenancy ends? Is she going to be able to find something?
Are you saying that you have to wait for the tenancy to end before you qualify for a new HAP payment?
Yeah, you can only apply within 90 days.
So after your tenancy has ended, the existing one, is that it? Because you'd imagine within 90 days,
yes,
you look at when you're about to be evicted and you say, well, it's 60 days to go, 50 days to go. Surely I can apply for the HAP payment within that period when I'm facing eviction. Are you saying that that's not the case?
It's not within 90 days of her termination notice. So she has found something now, but she's not due to move till February or March. But they've told her, no, she has to stay there until 90 days before she's due to move out, which is crazy because, you know, the landlord will be able to sell his property. The tenant has a new home. She's settled for Christmas with her little girls, and a landlord gets a great tenant.
Yeah, but can you not let her go earlier?
Oh, I can let her go. I'm very happy for her to go whenever she wants, but she can't go because she can't take her HAP payment with it. She loses her HAP payment.
Okay, so she's got to wait. But
yes.
If you had served the notice on her earlier.
No, it doesn't matter. It has to be within 90 days of her termination notice that she can apply for a new. So, you know, there's so much crazy stuff going on that just common sense has to come in here.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us, Mary. Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association, owner of Janus Estates. Some of the...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.